Bear Podcast 349, and this is a Chaser Show. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray. And we have some special guests with us today. We have Tony and Jose.
I'm Tony. I'm Jose.
So they're going to be joining us, and they're going to introduce to a new concept, which I really like.
Chasers. Yes, of course, the Chasers. Yes, this is a special show because this is a Chaser show. We always do this every year or whenever we make it. Every December we do it. And we mix it up. And right now we have our two guests here from Houston. So you guys are local?
Yes.
Local? Okay. I thought you guys flew from somewhere.
No. Okay. Yeah, they flew in from, you know.
Born and raised here.
From Katy.
Utah.
We flew in from Katy.
Okay.
Well, you both have to do that.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. Well, before we start, we usually do weekend updates, what happened to us. And one thing that we did, of course, the opening of Tron this weekend.
So.
Tron Legacy. Not Tron.
Right.
And okay, so review. What do you guys think?
It was visually stunning. Okay. I mean, it was amazing. I mean, I thought it looked amazing.
It was awesome. Is the only word that I could think of.
Get a microphone over here.
It was real good. Great visual effects. Story. You didn't have to watch the first one.
To follow this one.
So you know, whoever missed the first one could have just rolled right into this.
I think a lot of people did, because I still think most of the people it was 25 years ago for the first one have yet to see it. So.
Yeah, I've only seen bits and pieces of it. But it came out the year I was born, so.
You didn't get to see it.
Yeah, I didn't really, it wasn't that big by the time I was old enough to understand.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it was a big thing back then because it was the most technical movie.
Oh yeah,
time.
It was a revolutionary back so. Then. It's I like it, but you know, I have a comment though. I'm sure many of the listeners have watched this already, but where did they get green beans? They're eating green beans, and
they digitally made them.
They digitally made green beans in the computer world, in the grid.
I mean, Jeff Bridges is God in this universe,
that's
so
true.
He just popped up in. I mean, where did they get the nice continuous pool outside the house and the cool furniture?
I know, but it's just weird. Yeah. I mean,
when you're the creator,
that's right.
You can make okay, I guess. And it's good that they preserve the Flynn's, the building and everything. Yeah, I could really remember that. That I remember back then when I was watching Tron.
Yeah, it's one of those old gaming buildings or something.
Yeah,
you know, there's still one left there in Houston, in downtown.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
You know those things that we used to go to, arcades?
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't been to one for a long time. Well, except for the ones in the malls, but well, the real dedicated
those,
ones.
Those don't count.
Those don't count.
Yeah. A real arcade is very rare. But the one in downtown is called Joystick. Really fun.
Okay. Yeah.
We haven't yet to go down there, have we?
Yeah.
We keep talking about it.
Yeah, we
should. Because you can go down there and play, what, $10 and it's all you can play?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so that's Tron, and that is pretty much it. Oh. I did something gay. I watched Burlesque. I watched Burlesque.
Finally.
Okay. Finally, I did. And I got to watch it yesterday. Was it yesterday or the other day? But I just had to watch. Because you've watched it. So I
want to. And it was.
You watched it.
You all watched
I've
it,
seen
right?
It. I've seen it.
I'm the
okay.
only one, not yet.
You haven't
I
yet.
Want
okay.
to. Haven't yet.
You better watch it to get more points in your gay card.
Gayness.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Solidify.
Yeah. So it's Burlesque. I got to see it, and
so do you think Cher was a mannequin they just posed in their?
She looked like a drag queen.
Well, hello.
I think she takes that as a compliment.
Oh, really? Okay. She looked like a, especially when she did that. She did what's doing that. It's like the moves that I see from drag queen shows here in Houston. So. And I didn't like that part where she did a solo. It didn't really. I didn't think it blended in the whole movie.
Yeah.
So she just did a solo.
Well, it was like this. She's Cher. She's got to sing something, or we can't have her in the movie.
Yeah, I guess. Well, yeah.
Well, she did sing the first song with Christina Aguilera. Song. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was amazing. I thought that was an amazing performance.
Yeah.
But the solo one, yeah, I thought was out of place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was kind of weird. It was out of whack. But anyway, okay, so let's do a little bit of business, guys. We are giving away a Bear City DVD. So if you guys send an email to raffle@bearpodcast.com, we're raffling up the DVD, Bear City.
Have you watched it?
By Doug Langway. Have you guys watched it? No, not yet. It's just out on DVD, and it's directed by Doug Langway. And it's actually it's about bears and chasers. They're in one movie. It's like Sex in the City with bears. So it's pretty cool.
I'm Samantha.
You're Samantha. Okay. You can be for today, okay? So if you guys email raffle@bearpodcast.com with the subject line Bear City, so you can enter the raffle. And towards the end, maybe next week, we're going to announce the winners, okay? So we have some entries already, so keep the emails coming. Get if you guys want to get a DVD of Bear City, just email us. I don't think you can.
can I get on Netflix?
No, not yet. It's not yet available on Netflix. It's still it's an indie film. So
okay.
It's like it like goes Bear around Cub. Different city. Yeah, it's like Bear Cub. Yeah. So
it'll be on there in a couple of years, or you'll just be able to get it by DVD. You'll be able to watch it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On download.
So wait for it. You do that, and that's it. So. I think you better set that up somehow that you'll fix it.
Right? It's not my computer. My laptop doesn't go to sleep like that.
Okay.
We're borrowing a laptop today, so
that's right.
It keeps falling asleep on us. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so how about our guests here? We have you guys representing your group. What's your group again?
We're the CBC, the Chub and Bear Chasers of Houston. Basically.
Okay. Oh, nice. Yeah.
So. There are chaser groups.
Yeah, there's chaser groups here. We're going by the theme. This is a chaser show. We have a chaser group coming up. So you two are the founders?
Well, I am actually.
You are?
I started it about 2 months ago. But if it wasn't for Jose, it wouldn't have gotten as far as it has. We've got several members, and we're slowly but surely getting up there, getting recognized, getting into the community.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
We're trying.
So y'all like become an official group yet? Y'all founded a charter and got rules and.
Well, we have rules and.
Oh really?
We do have rules. We've got some of the basics down. We're still working through some of the kinks. This is the first time any of us has done any of this, anything like this.
No floggers.
No.
No fluffers. So how about the number? How many are you now?
It's
only how many? Officially,
we have 5.
You have 5.
Okay. We have 3 that are still in talks. And we have 3 that are in talks and 2 more that I've mentioned it to that are interested.
Okay.
So
I think the hardest part is trying to get other chasers to be a part of this because we had a guy said he told his boyfriend about us, and he said, "Oh, I'm not hanging around with no chasers of trouble." And I was like, "What do you mean?
Chasers of trouble?"
I was like,
"Hey,
I didn't get it right." So then he said, "Apparently, we try to take other people's bears and chubs," and I was like, "No, that's not what we're about. You know, if that's anything, that's like our main rule. We're not like a hookup group, like everybody seems to think."
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like I said, that's like the hardest thing is trying to get other chasers to be
joint.
A part of this, so that we could expand our numbers. Because I mean, basically, we're just like when he came to me with the idea, we were talking about how when people ask what your type of guy is, and you say we're chasers, and then all of a sudden it's kind of frowned upon, because I guess they have the notion that we have to like other twinkish guys or whatever. Mm-hmm. And
pretty boys or something.
Yeah, like and we like bigger guys. Just plain and simple. So he came up with the idea of getting a group together that people with like-minded, you know,
mm-hmm.
everybody doesn't have to feel like an outsider or like, you know, when they come up and they say that they're chasers and they get frowned upon and they don't, all of a sudden they kind of shut down. but we're that group that they could be chasers to be open with us, and we could all be the same, you know, have something to talk about.
Mm-hmm. One of the common things is that in the gay community and gay culture, you know, everybody's kind of there's a type most people like, you know, the athletic, young, fit guy, and we don't fit that mold. And it's hard to find other people that have, you know, the same attraction to bigger guys or hairier guys or older guys like we do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at least with me, I almost felt ashamed to let people know what I liked because everybody would put it down. But, you know, as I got older and realized, you know, I shouldn't be ashamed.
A lot of chasers are on the down low.
Yeah, there are.
There's a couple here in Houston that are just like,
they don't let people know that they like
that they like the big guys.
Mm. Yeah, and that's like the whole reason we started this. Is they don't have to be scared to like who they want to like, you know, just because there's more like them.
But the hard thing about it is that a lot of chasers feel that other chasers are competition.
Well, that's what I was about to ask. Do y'all feel like, does everybody in the group feel like everybody else is competition?
Well, luckily, everybody in the group are friends of mine that I've met through, you know, other friends or from work and stuff. So luckily, the people that the core group are nothing like that. It's when we try to reach out to people, there are several people we've reached out to that their first response is, "I don't want you sleeping with my boyfriend," or you know,
it's all this competition. Yeah, just like you said,
you know, and that's not what it's about. You know, we're just want to get
just
together.
About everybody in the group has a boyfriend.
Yeah,
and
oh,
you know, so. Which brings us to one of the rules is that, you know, we're a chaser group. We're not a hookup group. We don't bring bears or chubs to introduce to other chasers or anything like that. Because we get that all the time. When I tell people that I founded a group, you know, they're like, "Oh, can I be your mascot or can I come to the meeting?" And that's not like what we're trying to do. So it's been a
very interesting. Wow.
Yeah, it's been kind
of. So what's the initiation process?
You have to be
get in the group, aren't you?
you have to be a chaser. This is also starting the group has also opened some of our eyes as to the definition of a chaser. Obviously, a chaser could be anybody that likes bears or chubs.
So this could also be a bear who likes chubs.
Yeah.
Oh.
So we don't.
We don't discriminate.
We don't discriminate.
Leonard, you can join.
I can join.
Yeah, yeah. We would gladly like
that. I will sign up then.
We actually have. We don't discriminate against sexes either. We have a lesbian who is a chubby chaser.
Oh, really? No, that's rare. Yeah. That's rare.
She is. She's awesome. Mm-hmm. But
we were actually talking about straight women that like bigger guys. Yeah. Too. So.
Well, half my office will probably join then.
Oh, really? You have
yeah. Like three of the girls in the office are always up on my jog because they like bears.
Oh my gosh.
Well, there's a lot of, you know, for me at least, it's masculinity is a part of it. You know, one of the reasons I like bears and stuff. Mm-hmm. It seems like it should come hand in hand. It doesn't always, but it seems like it should. I like that.
Okay. What do you guys plan to do, let's say, for activities?
Well, right now we're trying to get we have a core group, so we're trying to get more people involved. And so that we can get to the point where we can actually help out in the community, where we can do stuff for all sorts of organizations, you know, not just doing stuff in the community, but doing stuff for ourselves to make the newcomers or more people who want to be in the group feel welcome. You know, like if that's just like hanging out at a coffee shop, or if that's, you know, going down and to one of the bear events and, you know, doing some kind of charity work there to raise money for Legacy Clinic or something.
That's cool.
Which was actually something we were talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Trying to come up with different ideas on what to do to raise money.
Car wash.
That was actually the first thing that we said.
I thought the first thing was...
car wash or washing and off dates was another one.
No, I thought the kissing thing was the first.
Kissing booth.
Oh, really? Kissing booth? Oh, wow. Can do that in a bar, yeah.
Well, that's true.
That's exciting. So, how about any online presence for you guys?
We have a Facebook group site.
We Yeah, we actually just started a Facebook page.
It's a friend of mine named Ian has started a bear website called bearunderground.net. It's about 2 or 3 months old too.
Oh, okay.
And I heard about it.
Mm-hmm.
So we haven't been able to update that one yet. We're still working on some of the little kinks.
Okay.
But the Facebook one, we try to update every day. But, you know, like I said, there's still things we're trying to work on. Some of our members, it's the Christmas holidays. Some of them aren't in town right now, and some of them are doing other stuff with family and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, December is bad to do anything in.
That's right.
That's why I asked, why don't you have all those parties at the first of the month? I said, because everybody's tied up or they leave town after the first week.
Yeah.
With family or other parties or other commitments or office parties and everything else.
Usually they do office parties at the beginning of in the middle of the month of December.
Mm-hmm.
And organizations do their parties in the beginning of December. Yeah. It's usually the busiest part of the month.
And yeah. The rest of the time, everybody else shopping.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's right. Going to the chaos of the world.
So if they want to link up with y'all on Facebook, how do they go about?
They can do just a search for the CBC.
CBC, which
does
is
it search for CBC.
The there? CBC.
The CBC.
Yeah. Okay. And you can't miss us. We have our logo on there is of a stick figure chasing a chubby stick figure.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that's cute.
That's cute.
So that's Chub and Bear.
Chub and Bear
Chub
Chaser.
Chub and Bear Chaser Group. So I will put the links on the website so you guys, our listeners, can check it out.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome. It's not just Chubs and Bears. It's also older guys.
Okay.
So, you know, it ranges. You know, one of our members likes guys that are at least 40. So I'm pretty sure that's
God
what it
bless
is.
Him.
Oh, nice.
So it's like he doesn't date anybody under like 40 or 36 or something like that.
Okay. So. Well, that's good to hear. So, guys, check it out on Facebook, Chubbs and Bear Chaser Group.
Hey, everyone, this is Nard. How about a bear event in Erie, Pennsylvania? It's called Drenched Fur. It will be on April 7th to 10th, 2011. It's their 7th year, and their focus for charity is the Trevor Project. So go to drenchedfur.com for more details.
Okay, we're back, and we have here the Wolf Water Bear section. So,
the Wolf Water
what do you have,
section.
Ray? What do you have?
Wolf Water Bear this week is Chris. Chris is a Dutch polar bear. He stands 5'8", weighs 260 pounds, and sports a full white beard. He is married to a wonderful woman who loves to cook. He, however, spends most of his time with men in his workshop. He says he likes his men short and to be workaholics. He runs a toy shop and this is the busiest time of the year for him and his crew. He's really looking forward for a nice beach vacation after the holidays. He likes to spend time with young boys and girls, but he swears he's not a pedophile. Chris says he's a naturalist and really enjoys spending time with his animal friends as well. Chris is very well organized and likes to make lists to keep track of things. He really likes the naughty boys, and you know who you are. His favorite foods are cookies and milk. Chris wants to wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Aw. So, Chris. Hi, Chris. Okay, so he's really bi.
What's his number?
Well, he's Dutch. So
he lives in the North Pole.
In the North Pole? Okay.
He's Chris Kringle. Come on.
He's a... Oh, okay. Oh! He's Dutch. Oh!
Loser?
I keep thinking it's somebody else. Really? Okay, now I get it. I thought he was on Scruff or something. I kept thinking he's on Scruff.
He might be.
He might be on Scruff.
He might be watching on Scruff and Growler and Grinder and any other out there. See who's naughty and nice.
Damn you, Ray. Anyway, okay, so check him out at North Pole.
NorthPole.com.
Right.
We'll give you a number you can call and leave him a message at the end of the show.
Oh, my God. But anyway, okay, so what are you guys, what's in store for you guys for this Christmas? Are you guys having parties in town?
I'm actually going to Oregon Friday, Christmas Eve, for a week to visit some family up there.
Oh, you're originally from Oregon?
No, I'm originally from here, but I have an uncle.
You have family there, okay.
Going mm-hmm. up there to go see him because I haven't seen him in a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Quite a long time.
I'll be working.
You'll be working on a Christmas day?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
I work until New Year's. I think New Year's Eve. I think.
Okay.
Do you work? You work retail, don't you?
Yes.
Do you work at Baltimore?
What is that?
Walmart. We call it Baltimore.
No, I don't.
Okay. I thought you were one of those poor people that had to work there.
No.
No.
I do work in retail, but I don't work there.
Okay.
Yeah. This is coming Christmas. We're going to have some parties.
There's a party at Maynard's house. Everybody come on.
No, not everyone.
It's potluck. You got to bring food.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Bring some egg rolls or something. So, what else is in store for us this coming year? I forgot. Before the year ends, go vote for us at the Complete Bear. TheCompleteBear.com. We are Best of the Bears 2010 this time. So, when did we win? We won 2007? So,
something like that.
Yeah. So the first one came out, yeah. So vote for us. We'll put the links on the website so you guys can vote for us.
Yep. You have to what?
You have until the end of the year, December 31st. So
December 31st. So vote.
Yeah, vote for us. And then what else?
Well, there's some big news that happened this week.
Oh, that's right. One big news. Okay, go ahead, Ray.
Don't Ask, Don't Tell got repealed.
That's right.
Which now would only apply in relationships.
Does it only apply?
It'll only apply in relationships now.
Okay. So give me a case.
Like, you're out running around on your boyfriend and he doesn't know about it. You don't ask and you don't tell and he don't
ask. Oh, okay. That kind of doesn't tell. But yeah, the Congress repealed the ADT, which is great because I have friends, and I have friends who are in the military and they themselves don't want, because some of them are divorced, but they don't want to let go. No, wait, they're not divorced. They're still married. They're gay. But they want to maintain their VA status there, so they could have medical and everything. So I have friends like that.
I just got out of the military. I did 8 years in the military, and to tell you the truth, nobody cares.
Oh, okay.
At all. Like, right before I got out, I started finding out a whole bunch of things about people in my unit, and I was just kind of like, "Are you like really like guys going up to the married housing area, and the husband's introducing these guys as people from their platoon, and when the wife would go to sleep, they would stay up and play."
Mm-hmm.
And
it was like a Craigslist ad.
Oh my god!
Actually, it was like a Craigslist ad because I started looking around on Craigslist just to see, and there was guys from our post and the post next door, and I was just like, and I'd walk around post and I'd be like, "I've seen you all on your ads," and I was just like, But, like, word got out that some people were gay, and everybody's just like, "Oh, he's gay," whatever. And that's about the extent of it. Nobody cared. Like, they make a bigger deal out of that higher up in the chain as lower in the lower levels. Because, honestly, as long as you could do your job, you could do whatever you want, do who you want.
It's
not an issue, really.
As long as the platoon wasn't getting in trouble, everybody was okay.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not that big of a deal, honestly, and people make it out to be a lot bigger of a deal than what it is. And I mean, you could implement it in place; it's not going to stop people from doing what they're doing.
Yeah, doing what they want to do.
Mm-hmm. So, well, that's cool.
Were you in the military before?
No.
No. Do you have any family?
Yeah. How much family? I had uncles in the army.
Any gay uncles? No.
No. Gay uncles.
No. Okay.
No, we.
Not any big gay in my family.
You know, it's going to be more fabulous now. They're going to decorate the tanks. Yeah, the tanks will be, you know, when they go to war. No, I don't.
Well, at least
so.
Nothing changes in the Navy because it's going to be the same as always.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of queens on a big old boat.
Yeah, that's right. But you know, I was reading an article today that they don't, even though it got repealed already, they still don't want to be discovered. They don't want to be there were interviewed in that article. They didn't want to be out because they just don't want to disrupt anything. They still feel that there's still some bigotry.
Well, the thing
is that
I can speak on that a little bit. Like, for myself, I was labeled a big ladies man playboy kind of.
Oh, really?
And
yeah, I don't see it.
Well,
was that the persona you put out there, or was that really
in the beginning, like before I actually started messing around with guys, I was dating girls, and I mean, I did have a kind of a reputation in the beginning, and it just followed me throughout, and everybody would just build on it. And by the time, like halfway through my time there, I started messing around with guys, and I stopped with the ladies, and still everybody just saw me as a ladies' man. And if I were to come out, everybody would just, like, that reputation that I had built would just, like, crumble, and it would just be kind of...
So you didn't want to disrupt that, huh?
Like, I just let everybody continue to think whatever they wanted to think about me and just let them do whatever because, I mean, life was fine, so I didn't, you know, put it out there. And I guess that's kind of, like, one of the big reasons because, like, once you build a reputation for yourself in the military, everybody sees you as that. And if you do something that's going to change it, like say you come out and you're gay, all of a sudden everybody forgets all the good stuff that you're about and they focus on that little thing. And then
that
could
happen.
Kind of make things a little bit more difficult in the military because it's not a job you could quit. It's not something that you could like get out of. And there are some people in the military still that don't quite see, you know, they're not like-minded, like, as liberal, they don't care. I mean, there's some of them around that it'll...
But very low percentage as compared to people who accept it.
It's a low percentage, but for the most part, like I said, a lot of people don't care. But you still have those few in there that you could just tell just by conversations or whatever that they won't be too keen on the idea of having somebody who's a homosexual in their group. So, I mean, there's certain precautions I guess people take that, you know,
it seems like it would be the same in, you know, certain family situations. You know, when you come out in your family, you know, some people are disowned, some people lose respect for you, and it would be like, I guess, you know, like if your father came out, you have this strong guy who supported your family, then he came out, you know, as gay, their kids might not see him the same way. It's the same in the army, right? I mean, if you...
Yeah, basically, because your whole reputation is built on respect. You know, as you're climbing the ladder, your respect, you know, you have respect from everybody, and once you lose that, you can't control anything. Yeah. So that's, I guess,
yeah,
like one of the big...
Yeah, you'll officially be able to sleep your way to the top of the military.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can do that now. Yeah, my partner said, I can now join the military. Yay!
Tell Mike, me and him are both way past our prime. I'm no longer the hired by the military.
I'm too old. I'm too old for the military.
They like them young and dumb. That way they can mold them better.
Oh, is that
not
how it
old
is?
And bitter?
That's right.
I didn't know. You have a partner?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, he lives in New Orleans, and he'll be here in a couple of days. Right now, actually, he's flying back from Florida. He's a big bear.
He lives in New Orleans?
He lives in New Orleans.
My husband was born there.
In New Orleans? Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. They must know each other.
I don't know about that.
Maybe.
He was born there, and then he lived there for a little while, but his family has moved around quite a bit.
Oh, okay. Where is he now? Is he going to watch? I guess he's watching this now, right
he
now.
He will watch it.
Okay, okay. He so shout out, huh? What's
his name? Joe.
Hi, Joe. Hi, Joe.
He's my tater. Oh,
that is so cute, Tater.
But he lives in Memphis, and he was just here last week, though. His family's lived all over.
Is it he coming over for Christmas?
He's gonna try to come. He won't be here for Christmas, though. He's a flight attendant, so they have to work the holidays.
I see. Oh, that's right. That's one of the best jobs in the world.
Oh, he loves it. He loves it. He absolutely loves it. It was his dream job. So he's one of those fortunate guys that, you know, that can work at their dream job. He loves it. Mm-hmm. You know, he likes being able to say, "Oh, my office is 50,000 feet in the air."
Oh, that's right.
And for all you people traveling, just stay calm, relax, don't get all bent out of shape. Don't get your ass thrown off the plane.
Yeah, because he would do it.
I have already heard reports about people in Houston freaking out. It's just like, calm down.
What does he say about those scanners thing?
Scanners?
Yeah.
He
likes to be groped.
No, he doesn't.
Okay. No. All right.
He thinks that whatever has to be done for people's safety is fine. He doesn't think that some of the airports have gone overboard with the body scans and stuff like that. But he says as long as, you know, people feel safe and as long as they are safe, you know, it's better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah. And it only takes one person to get through.
Yeah, that's all it takes. So. But, you know, those ones where they're purposely groping women or something like that, because I've heard about stuff like that.
They really did that?
Well, usually I notice it's women. They have female officers that are take care of them. So.
Yeah.
I just keep waiting for the cute ones to come pat me down, but they're always not very
attractive. They're at IAH. There are hot bears there. I don't want to be scanned. You can touch
it. Where? And at Best Buy.
And at Best Buy. But Best Buy, they don't have scanners. Yes, they do.
They sell scanners.
Best Buy?
Yeah.
Well, do they pat you? I don't think so. But the airports you do, maybe. With the TSA guys. Yeah, right.
Doesn't matter, but they sell scanners.
Well, yeah, but...
They might pat you.
They might pat you.
Ask nice.
Now, some of the security guys are kind of cute. I wish they'd come chase after me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. But anyway, okay. So, well, we've got to close this now. And anything else we forgot?
Nope.
Anything
Merry else? Christmas, everybody.
Yeah, happy holidays, guys.
Happy holidays.
And thank you for joining us in the show.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having us on here.
It's great. So, yeah, it's Chubbs and Chasers group on Facebook. So I'll put the links on the website, and you guys can check them out.
We're not just in Houston, too. We are open to having members outside of Texas. So if
open
anyone is interested,
yeah,
you know, they can look us up on Facebook.
Awesome. Okay. I have to join. Maybe to join. Okay.
Definitely.
Definitely.
All right. Okay. So, Ray,
huh?
I will, what do you call this? Are you going to join too? We're looking at the other chaser over there.
We'll see.
We shall see. All right. So, happy holidays, guys. Hope you guys have a good Christmas and New Year.
Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I'll be seeing you Christmas Eve. So.
Oh, that's right. Okay. So, guys, Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Woof, what a bear.
Have the odd
podcast. Woof, what a bear.